the second hour of the program. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, still to come, a police officer who's also a child molester, apparently. He molested somebody, and also, let's see, the latest on the Occupy movements. We started talking about that last hour, and there was another point to get to on that, so we'll do our best. But first, your calls. Let's go to Cole, listening in Mississippi. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Cole, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been a Ron Paul supporter for a few years now, but I was looking at a website like UK Libertarian, and they had a link to a YouTube video of Ron Paul saying things that make me think that he's a voluntarist more than a minarchist, like I had assumed.
Right. I tend to think you may be right about that. I think Ron Paul plays a role as a minarchist, but secretly he holds voluntarist viewpoints more so than he might let on to.
Well, one could be a voluntarist that is practically applied as a minarchist, and I think that this is probably the best explanation for me, because there's two ways to get to voluntarism. You know, tomorrow the government shuts down, we force it to shut down, and then something rises up in its place, or you've got the situation where you try to shut down or minimize government programs along the way, and then at some point, hopefully, the government withers and dies.
Well, neither of those are the two ways to get to voluntarism, in my opinion. There's only one way, and that is to change people's hearts and minds and to get them to reject the idea of the violent monopoly. What do you think?
And Ron Paul is doing those things. I think Ron Paul is strongest as a writer. I mean, Cole, I've shared some of your views where you're looking at Ron Paul saying, are you sure he's a minarchist? Because everything he's saying seems to be, anarchist, voluntarist, however you want to look at it. He doesn't seem to support any taxes. He's even gone on the record saying, that it's something
on CNN that taxation is theft.
Right. Yeah. And he'll say that, he wants to target, 10% as a good tax rate, but then he said it would eventually go to zero if he had his way. So that's a voluntarist perspective.
What else did you want to share tonight, Cole?
He said that force is wrong no matter who does it. So
yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I think Mark is right about this, too, that he is a voluntarist in a role of a minarchist trying to minimize whatever damage he can that the federal government's doing. And I have appreciation for that. And he's done a lot. He's done a lot more than most liberty-minded folks. Of course, he's also been around for a while and had a longer opportunity. Cole, anything else you want to share?
Nothing right now.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Let's talk to Kelvin in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
This is just intended as some constructive criticism, not meant to be personal to anybody there at all. Last night, Ray called in, and he was trying to pass on some of his hard-won wisdom regarding investments or interest or something like that. And I was really interested and looking forward to hearing exactly what he had to say. But he kept getting derailed about who precisely was responsible to repay the government and who pays which kind of taxes and how much and all that sort of thing. And I think your audience pretty much got your point and probably agreed with it, but I don't think that I actually got Ray's point.
So what was he calling about? I don't even remember.
He was talking about you were talking about how many people, what percentage of the public actually owns their house outright, and he called in and was saying how he owns like four houses.
Yeah, okay.
And how successful he was. And then he was trying to get into something about, it sounded like state bonds or something like that. It sounded like it may have been some real good information for people to know. And you guys kept getting into disagreements about, well, you know, who actually owes this money that's being paid back?
Well, right, because he kept asserting that that we owed the government's debts, that that there was like a $20,000 amount on everybody's head that that we're all liable for, and I can't, you know, I just can't let that kind of misinformation get out there. I think a lot of people believe that to be true because the people in the media, they're constantly saying, well, no, the debt at this number you owe, this is your portion, Americans, this is what you and your family owe, and I just can't stand that because it's nonsense. A bunch of men and women sitting in Washington. And making choices that I have nothing to do with in no way obligates me to whatever debts that they come on board with. So you felt like he was trying to give some sort of financial advice out?
Well, how did he get four houses and pay them off?
Well, he's been a successful businessman. He was talking at one point about how, you know, kids today, you know, we're talking about the education system and how kids just aren't taught financial intelligence. We actually had Ray on for, well, I think it was well over a segment. So, you know, if he didn't get around to his point, then you know, it's probably more on his fault than anything else.
I guess I'd say that's debatable, but I think we all understood where you were coming from is that, well, the mindset of it. The people owe this money, but when they didn't actually spend it, was in, you know, obviously incorrect to us. But
well, I don't know. I don't know if you get to speak for everyone that's listening to the show.
So, what was your experience, Calvin?
Pardon me.
What was your experience in listening? What did you feel you didn't get to hear?
Well, I don't feel like he got to. Finish his point because he was busy arguing over this thing about, you know, who actually owns the taxes.
It does take two to argue, right?
I wasn't here. So.
I don't know.
Okay.
Kelvin, do you also think it's important that the information that you're getting is accurate? Because it sounds like when Ray was speaking with Ian and Mark that they felt like some of the information he was
Mark wasn't here, but anyway, go ahead.
When Ray was speaking, some of his information was inaccurate, saying that we owe debt. I have to agree with them. That's really not accurate and calls for interruption.
No, that's true. And once that point was made, and I would think you guys would agree to disagree on that subject, and move on to him being able to say whatever it was that he was.
Well, you know, I see where you're coming from, and this is one of the things where you run on a talk show. Somebody can only be on for so long because in some cases there are other people that are calling in, and we have to make room for other folks to get their thoughts on the air as well. So there's always that factor. And plus, at any time, somebody can wear on, you know, a caller can wear on an individual. And so every call it's completely arbitrary how long somebody lasts. If it's an interesting discussion, it'll last for multiple segments. If it's something that's really brief, it'll be brief. And so Ray is somebody who's called this show multiple times in the past. He's someone who will likely call the show again. So I'm sure if he feels as though he didn't get something out that he feels like he should get out, he can call back about it.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
It's one call per night maximum, and so people can take advantage
of
that.
Let him talk.
Okay. Okay, that's great, and I appreciate what you're saying. And
so what else?
I want to say I wanted to compliment you guys on how, you know, normally when these many people call in, and you guys are incredible with how patient you are with people, and I just couldn't do it, especially when whoever it is, the bigot, calls in, and you guys just calmly try to logic your way through it.
Sometimes Scott the Bigot lasts. For instance, you bring up Scott the Bigot, and I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold because I know you had something else you wanted to say. Sometimes if you've got something else you want to get out there, you also have to let us know as well. Otherwise, we're just going to move on.
Yep. See you later. Bye.
But sometimes when Scott the Bigot calls in, you know, sometimes he'll get a short amount of time. And there's been times when we've actually opened up the phones and allowed other people to call in and talk to Scott, where he's been on for multiple segments. Thankfully, that hasn't happened in a while, just because I can't handle him for very long anymore. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
Can you name one organization that gets the least from its people, yet is the best at what it does? Of course not. Why? Because it's impossible for any group of people to be successful when they aren't giving their best. When you give people your best by investing in them, they learn to become their best. And they give their best. Success demands that we give our best. That may be more than most people are willing to offer, but it's not more than they are able to offer. Good leadership often makes the difference. As a leader, if you give your best to help others give their best, your organization will always be at its best. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including our bulletin board system. And if you haven't been to the BBS in recent times, like as in the last few years, a lot of people dropped off. They haven't come back. because it wasn't the most welcoming place. It was kind of an experiment for a long time. It was an experiment in an unmoderated, or rather virtually unmoderated place. It ended up needing moderation, you know, because anonymity and private property don't mix very well. Because people behave differently than they normally would if they would be identified.
Some people.
Absolutely.
Lots of people behave differently if they are anonymous. And so now there are more, a few more rules, a few more moderators. The forums have been changed up a little bit. And I think that I think you'll have a different experience, hopefully, if you visit the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. As before, it's a free feature on our website.
If you don't have a different experience, consider that you might be the problem.
bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. So let's go back to Kelvin. He is with us in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hello, Kelvin.
Thanks for holding me over. I wanted to talk also about last night, your female co-host, I believe her name is Julia.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She brought up a news story about how there was a government school somewhere where they used a fake active shooter threat to contain the students while the police ran the dope dogs through the search for contraband.
Yeah, they locked kids in their classrooms, you know, turn all the lights off, close the blinds, that kind of thing, and then they ran drug dogs through the whole school.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I just want to comment that I find that incredibly irresponsible, even for the government, because I wonder what would happen if a bunch of those students called or texted their parents that they were under attack. Around here, after Columbine, and, you know, out here in Colorado, we like our guns. But the police waited a very long time before they finally went into Columbine, and they were criticized severely about that. I could see some parents heading down to the school with their own firearms to take care of the problem themselves.
Yeah, so, I see where you're coming from on
this.
This
is a really poor judgment on someone's part if that news story was, you know, entirely factual. So.
Kelvin, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733.
That just reminds me that the government knows no other way to deal with problems than through threats of violence.
Yeah, it's absolutely
all they know.
Insane that they would do that. That they would say, you know, they would tell kids that there's terrorists in the building, rush to your rooms, and then the cops come in with drug dogs and shake down the place.
I don't think they came into the rooms. I think they ran the drug dogs around lockers.
I wasn't trying to say that the cops came into their the home rooms or anything. The cops, you know, they told the kids to go to their, you know, classrooms and hide under the desks and pull the curtains or whatever it is that the protocol is for terrorist threats, and then they went through the kids' lockers. And that, to me, that's entirely irresponsible. Anything could have happened. And then, of course, the police, I mean, if a parent would have locked and loaded and gone in there and saved the day from terrorists, he'd have been a hero, or she would have been a hero. However, since the terrorists in this case were a bunch of cops with drug dogs, then he would have been gunned down, and people would have talked about why we have to get these black rifles out of people's hands.
That's very interesting how there could have been two different sets of circumstances had the government been telling the truth.
The truth, right. In the unlikely circumstance that the government tells the truth, things could have been very, very bad.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We started the show out by, Derek, you had an update on what was happening at Occupy Oakland.
Right.
Because I had discussed over the weekend that, I think it was the weekend. Anyway, actually it was last night, but it was a story from over the weekend about how Occupy Oakland was standing firm against the threat from the Oakland government to take them out of the park. The Oakland government did kind of back down for a short while, but then a couple days later, as in this morning, early like 4 or 5 a.m. this morning,
right,
came in with what is described as hundreds of officers.
Yeah, that's what the tweets were saying, too. The people were saying there are at least 100 cop cars, vans and Hummers.
Wow.
Hundreds and hundreds of cops.
Attacking at dawn.
Right.
You know, it's interesting the tactics they use. They don't want the news media there. They don't want their actions seen. They're once again operating under the cover of darkness.
They're cowards.
They're operating in the fashion of an occupying or attacking army.
Absolutely they are.
And I just, I'm amazed that Americans accept this from their government.
Well, wait a minute. Now, when you say you're amazed that Americans accept this, what do you propose?
I just don't know.
Well, that's just it. Most people don't know what the hell to do about this.
I think a lot of people don't give a crap. They've decided that the Occupy people are not them.
Right, dirty hippies. Who cares what happens?
They are not us, so they must be them. Yeah. And so therefore it doesn't matter what happens to them.
I think that's accurate, yeah.
So I think that people, to some extent, accept it because, oh, well, I don't care what happens to them because this is a dualistic government system we have, and they are bad and we are good. They have no good ideas. We have good ideas, and so
I think you're right about that. I bet you the folks that maybe on the more the left side of things had a tea party, had a bunch of mass arrests. They might have thought the same way.
Good. I'm glad those stinking bigots got it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I agree with either of you that the public views the Occupy movement as a them, because
not the public, but the people on the right, right? Because there's a certain there's basically the way it seems to be is that, or the way it is made to appear is that the Occupy movement is a left movement and the Tea Party movement is a right movement, and so the people on the right are looking at the Occupy movement and holding their noses up at them, and in the same way, maybe some of the people on the left might hold their noses at the Tea Party.
Okay.
When point of fact, there may actually be some crossover between the two, but no one would ever know that unless they actually attended both events
right. And
talked to multiple people at both events.
But the intention is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, it certainly seems that way. It's getting more divisive, but I'm happy to see that there are people stepping in to, talk about capitalism and how effective that has been in pulling the poor out of their bad situation.
No, so, wait, didn't you say that, tell me off the air, some Hollywood star came in?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin was just at Occupy Wall Street.
Who's well known as like a commie, right, in the world of Hollywood?
No, I don't, that's not the impression I got from Alec Baldwin. I always got the impression that he was like this super capitalist freak.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe that's just from watching 30 Rock, but that's the character he plays.
Well, I think that, doesn't he do voiceovers for NPR? I mean, people that are doing voiceovers for NPR generally aren't your super capitalist types.
That's why when I saw this story about him coming in advocating capitalism, I thought it was tongue-in-cheek. I thought he was doing satire.
No, he seemed completely serious. I have to say, I watched the video. He was going in and just basically saying to these people that... the U.S. needs to have capital markets with their capital flowing, and he just is concerned that if the Federal Reserve goes away, that there won't be capital markets where capital is flowing freely.
So he came in to defend the Federal Reserve?
He said he didn't know enough about the Federal Reserve to be for or against it, but he was concerned about capital markets.
We'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There is a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You can dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. We've got our listening options included. You can tune in Free Talk Live via our broadband and dial-up streams. So two different flavors of streams for your internet connection preference. You can use either one anytime, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you. Plus, you can also, of course, grab archives, a bunch of them. Radio stations, you'll learn about over 100 stations that carry the show throughout the week. And our XM satellite radio channels, the details on that, our free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to dial long distance and listen over any phone. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Derek J., is that a Vaporsmith's e-cigarette that you have in your hand?
Why, yes, this is a Vaporsmith's e-cigarette I have in my hand, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah, you were talking about how you've kicked the cigarette habit for now, and you're using e-cigarettes, is that right?
That is correct.
Now, this is new, right? Like, as of the last week?
Yes, on Tuesday, I did not have it, and I received it Wednesday, and so I've had it for almost a week now. I've been loving it.
So you bought the, 40 cartomizers they offer there for $69.99 and got the free starter kit?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and so far, so good. Have you used an e-cigarette previously?
I have never used an e-cigarette before, except for a few others. I know that Dale, one of the other co-hosts, has had one, and he let me try his. I enjoyed it, and he hooked me up.
It was a Vaporsmith's one off.
It was Vaporsmith's, yes.
So, I mean, one of the things about the Vaporsmith's vaporizer, the e-cigarette, is that it produces more vapor than your average one, say the chintzy one that you might get on the internet or something like that. And, by the way, they offer it completely free, so they have a special booster thing in there that makes it better.
I've never known anything besides the Vaporsmith's.
Right,
it's a great product, from what I can tell.
And it's 22,000 times healthier than smoking by some metrics. The worst thing about smoking isn't the nicotine. It's the other crap in the cigarette that kills you. Nicotine doesn't kill you.
Well, the smoke's probably not good for you either. Like smoke in your lungs, it's probably not good.
But the vapor's probably, it's only better, not good, right?
A lot better.
Yeah, I would say it's a lot better, too. Also, you don't smell like cigarettes anymore.
No.
That's a kind of a bonus. Is that? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that is huge. I started regaining my ability to smell other people's smokiness.
Oh wow!
So that's pretty great. And it's only been a week.
Now I can smell what other people have smoked.
Awesome. This is what I used to smell like. Oh.
There you go. So if you want to enjoy these advantages for yourself, just try it. I mean, if you're a cigarette smoker, just try it. It's all you have to do is go to vaporsmiths.com. You can get 40 cartomizers. I think they're $69.99 if I'm not mistaken there. And you'll get a free starter kit. You'll get free shipping. It's vaporsmiths.com. If you don't have a computer or you can't remember, call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's vaporsmiths.com.
All right, so we've been talking about the Occupy situation around the country, around the world. These Occupy movements have been going on. People, as you know, if you haven't been paying attention, if you're living under a rock, people have been in the streets. They've been camping out in public parks and even some private parks where the private landowners have given permission. And it's happening in major cities and even some smaller cities as well, where people are getting together and they're expressing what I think is overall a frustration with the status quo, with the way things are. As far as solutions, people aren't really in agreement on what is going to be the solution to what these problems are, but a lot of people can identify the problems, and that's a good step, to know that there's something wrong.
That's huge, that people are coming together in the same place to discuss the problems that they share.
And they've been doing it for a long time, now well over a month, that they've been gathering at Wall Street, which is kind of where it all began in this country. It's my understanding it actually started in Spain prior to going to Wall Street. And so it's been over a month, many of these other locations probably for a couple weeks or three weeks. And it's a significant effort on the part of these folks who've come out to stand together in solidarity and in favor of changing something about this. And hopefully we can get more liberty-oriented people out to these events, whether they be Occupy movements or the Tea Parties. I don't know if they're still having these Tea Parties. I haven't seen one around here in a long time. But to get liberty-oriented people out to these events, to put information into people's hands, to have conversations with people, I think it's one of the most important things that an activist can do right now. It's easy. We get on the air here all the time. We say, join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, get active in New Hampshire. And I still think that's the best long-term viable strategy to achieve true liberty in our lifetime. But I think that that if you are an activist, if you fancy yourself an activist, or if you want to be an activist, then this is a great opportunity. You need to seize whatever opportunities come up. You can create your own if you want, but this, if there's something that happens in your area and you can jump on board with it and affect it and affect people and give them new ideas and connect with them, then don't miss out on that.
Right. This can be happening anywhere you are. So if there's an Occupy movement going on just 30 minutes away, there are tons of resources over at freekeen.com where you can just print out flyers, postcards, and all kinds of things.
The plea deal flyer is great.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Don't take a plea deal because that one's a nationwide thing. Like, there's some stuff at the Freekeen site that's kind of keen targeted and wouldn't really make sense anywhere else. But don't take the plea deal. There's actually a national version of that flyer. There's one that's designed for New Hampshire and another one that's national. So you could take that sucker and print it out and absolutely get that in the people's hands.
Especially don't take the plea deal because a lot of the people who are at the Occupy movements are aware that they may be arrested.
That's right.
They may be facing a judge. So I think it's important to get people thinking about the ideas of liberty before it reaches that point.
Oh, absolutely.
So that they can be prepared.
It's very important to have that preparation if you're going to engage in something that could result in your arrest, in this case, occupying a park. You know, it's a relatively peaceful activity, but the cops will arrest you for all kinds of peaceful things these days. And if you're not an experienced activist who's done civil disobedience in the past and has experience with the system and getting arrested, you don't want to go in blind. You want to know what's going to happen, or at least what you intend for yourself, what you want, how you want to handle something. So to presume that you're going to get arrested and then ask yourself, well, what do I do then? Because it's easy to get to the point of being arrested. It's the rest of it that's the difficult part. I've said before, the dark side of civil disobedience is having to go to court.
Absolutely.
That's the awful part about civil disobedience. Is so empowering. It's so important and great. And I'm proud to have been involved in it, and I'm sure I will in the future again at some point. I support it as much as I possibly can. But the nasty side of it is having to deal with their system and, you know, go into hearings and have to show up at their court trials and have to deal with the man in the robe and the bailiffs with their attitudes.
It can be overwhelming and scary, and if you're not prepared, if you're prepared, it could be a totally different story. You could walk in there with a solid head on your shoulders and know that you'll be all right when it all comes out.
I think some preparation is always important, but ultimately that first time, it's always going to be intimidating because they're very good at intimidating people. That's what they're trained to do, and it's an overwhelming thing as well when you don't really know what you're getting into. I mean, even if you've read, you can read all you want, right? Like you can absorb information, you can listen to other people's experiences, but nothing substitutes for being there, you know, sitting at the defendant's table and having to handle that situation in that moment. I mean, the first time you pretty much can count on you're gonna screw something up. In fact, I've screwed plenty of things up in court multiple times. So,
and if you videotape it, someone will tell you what you've screwed up. A few times, several different people can tell you what you've done wrong.
But that's if you're nice enough to hold yourself accountable as well as everyone else, because we know the courts don't put their videos out online.
Certainly. Certainly.
So, thank the activists for that.
One other way to help when you're in court is to have people back you up. So we know that in the Occupy Wall Street movement, they have, I think it's last time I heard, it was, unless they've dropped the charges, and I haven't heard that they have, but there are 60 people that are facing court in one day. I think it's November 15th. And when you go into court with other people, that helps.
Don't forget jury outreach.
But this is New York City, and so what is their courts going to be like? You know, I mean, you saw what happened to the Lemonadeistas in Washington, D.C. They barely even got a chance to plead.
The charges have dropped,
but not initially.
That's true. Never initially. They always wait till the last moment. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around a house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you'd like, but you'll have to use this toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Now, speaking of SACL CAI, they do collections with respect. It's different from your average collections company, isn't it, Mark?
That's right. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. You know, they've designed a company that will do accounts receivable for you, but they're going to treat your clients with respect, too. Want to find out more? Go to freetalklive.com. It's the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
Still to come, the situation in Albany where folks there at the Occupy movement have had actually had a real success when it comes to the police who were ordered to crack down on these folks. And we've seen these crackdowns happening across the country. Occupy Oakland was cracked down upon this morning and completely cleared out of the park there. So we'll tell you what happened in Albany. But first, John is listening in Hibbing. That's Minnesota, by the way, to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hello. Hey, have you ever heard of the book called From Freedom to Slavery by Jerry Spence?
Jerry Spence, I have not.
Okay, Jerry Spence got famous when he defended Randy Weaver in there. He did it for free. And he wrote three different books. One is, one of them was From Freedom to Slavery. And you can get it at the library, or he put out a cassette tape thing where you can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how our country was free at one time, and now it's not.
When was it free?
Hmm.
When was it free? I guess during the time that they were fighting the revolution.
Well, I mean, so I suppose when there was no one in control?
I don't know.
This is one sort of meme, and I'm not saying I disagree. I mean, the country has been freer for some people in some ways in the past, but I think that I think that one of the pitches of the liberty movement is that we must return to liberty. And I don't think we have ever been in liberty. If you can think about what it might have been like.
Not if you're a woman or a black guy.
Right, an Indian, a woman, a black guy, somebody under the age of 21 in the Revolutionary War period, you weren't particularly free.
If you were a white landowning male over the age of 21, you were probably somewhat more free.
You were probably more free before the Revolutionary War and after at that point, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know all that, but it's interesting listening to your program. But I could get into a lot of bunny trails, but this book, From Freedom to Slavery, was really quite a book. It explains about how they're picking out the ones on the fringe benefit, you know, the fringe, and then they're working closer and farther and farther into the pack.
Well, that much is true.
What are some of the signs of slavery?
Well, where you have to make reports. You make reports of how much you earn, what you do with it, where you where you give your money to. And
so, like, obligations to other people that you don't choose.
Yeah, we're our own taskmasters. You know, we have to keep reports on ourselves.
Hey, Perry's looking to make it easier for you to taskmaster yourself.
How is this?
It's the Perry, yeah. the presidential candidate, is looking to put a flat tax, if you want, at 20%, or you can have the old tax system, whichever is better for you.
Oh, gross.
Well, John, thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I would say that the more accurate title would be From Slavery to Slavery.
Right.
Or Slavery to More Subtle Slavery. Because essentially that's what's happened, is that slavery existed back then. And it still exists today. It's just different.
Serfdom, slavery. I mean, the term is certainly
From slavery to serfdom.
It's softer than it used to be.
Which is softer.
What we have now is a softer. What we experience for ourselves is a softer form of slavery.
As the gentleman just said, you're your own taskmaster to some extent. I mean, yeah, we know there is the man with the whip out there somewhere, or in this case, the man with the car and the flashy badge and the gun. But ultimately, you are more controlling of your own self now than you might have been on a plantation, you know, a couple hundred years ago.
Okay, so there's more freedom. Is that what he's saying? That if you're your own taskmaster,
well,
you have more freedom?
Well, there's the freedom to pick your career, or there's the freedom to choose whether or not you want to go to work.
It works out better for the masters.
Absolutely. Yes. It's free-range slavery.
It's essentially what we have here.
And I don't, I know some people don't like to hear the term slavery used in conjunction with what we are in the United States. But if you want to earn money, you must give a portion of the fruits of your labor to the government as though they own you and your labor. You know, they'll say, well, the government built this nation so that you could do this. Well, I would say, in fact, the government built nothing. The government produces nothing. It couldn't possibly have built anything. That, in fact, previous entrepreneurs built things. So maybe we should give to these foundations that these entrepreneurs put in place, not to the government. Other people will say, well, you're free to leave. And bull hockey, you are not free to leave. You actually have to pay an exit tax. And it depends on where you want to go. I can go to Mexico. I can't go to Canada.
Really?
I am a felon. The idea of leaving, it used to be that slaves in Roman times could buy their own freedom. Julius Caesar was a slave at one point, bought his own freedom. Mm. Slaves bought their freedom all the time. So in order to leave the country, you need to pay an exit tax. Tell me you're not a slave. Please.
I'm not a slave.
Call in and tell me why you're not a slave. Because I want to know. I mean, let me know. People, you know, you can claim I'm crazy on the show. Please call in and tell me why you're not a slave.
La, 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 I can't hear you. I'm not a slave.
I have spent a lot of time studying sort of, slavery and what it has meant in the world. And the best conclusion I can come up with is, okay, I don't like using the term slave either. I like free-range slave. free-range surf. You can pick one of those if you prefer them.
Well, that's why I'm such a big fan of people who are doing agorism, this business without asking government permission.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the real path for an individual to follow to real freedom from this slavery. I know a lot of people can relate to the feeling of signing up for a new job, filling out that W-2, and knowing that a portion of your labor is going to be going to the organization that may imprison you, shoot and harm your friends, and may shoot and harm other people you don't even know halfway around the world. That's where some of your money is going. It's an awful feeling, and it certainly feels like a slave. So if you can find a way to work outside of that and not ask permission to do business and keep what you earn, then you're working towards being a free individual.
Yeah, we call those drug dealers. it's interesting
no,
to
it's
be...
more than just that.
drug dealers are probably the largest portion of the black market community.
But they could also be food vendors.
They could be.
There's a lot
like
of that at Porkfest.
I'd like to point out is about the government and their little forms. You have to fill out the forms to pay them their money and then sign it on the bottom that says if I filled out this form fraudulently,
you can cage me.
You will put me in a cage, and they can't even answer their own questions. If you call the IRS helpline, about 50% of the time, maybe they've gotten better over the years, I don't know, but at one point, about 50% of the time, they couldn't answer their own frequently asked questions accurately.
That's true.
Well, didn't Tim Geithner even misreport one of his taxes? That was one of the things that people were complaining about when he was given his position of high authority, that this guy Tim Geithner had...
Wait, the politicians will cheat on their taxes? No.
It's shocking, I know, but this guy is supposedly in charge of
the Treasury
collecting taxes.
Right. And by the way, it's not fair for me to call it cheating, because you're...
He's not getting away with anything, right?
By so-called cheating on your taxes, you're just keeping what's yours.
Right.
You know, it's like keeping, a few $100 inside your shoe or something like that. So if you get robbed, are you cheating the robber by not reaching down, taking your shoe off, and handing him the extra $100 that you've got in there?
Geithner may very well have been working for the government before he took over the head of the Treasury position, and then one has to ask, if you work for the government wants to take a portion of your wages, are you then cheating? I think you are,
because you agreed to
pledged to this organization.
Good point.
I have never pledged to this organization, not in any real way. I mean, certainly when I was a mind-numbed student, I was told to put my hand over my heart and say a prayer to the graven image that's in red, white, and blue hanging from the ceiling.
Your
there.
God.
Yeah, the God of the state. But the icon that is the God of the state, I certainly did that, no doubt, and I think most kids have. Even the ones that didn't do it still only do it because their parents told them not to do it. So, it's despicable to take kids and indoctrinate them this way.
Well, one other thing that's despicable is how some of the police behave. We're going to get into some police news here in a little bit. The police, actually, a little bit of good news about the police from Albany and the Occupy Albany that's going on over there. But then some not so great news about a police officer, actually former judge and police officer, who has been found guilty of molestation. Yeah, we'll talk about that, too. You can also bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. That's the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.